The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, and again, so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. Well, something special and unexpected happened when 17-year-old Sam Mitchell joined his school's media club 2 years ago. He started Autism Rocks and Rolls. It's a rich podcast and a media company. His guests have included some of the most prominent names in the autism community. This morning, I would like to welcome Sam Mitchell and his mother, Gina. Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Thanks. It's afternoon for us. It just turned afternoon.
Oh, it's afternoon for you guys already. Is it really? Well, I got to tell you, I really appreciate your making the time to join us this morning. And, you know, so, there's so much, Sam, about your story that grabbed my attention, especially given the work that I'm currently involved with, which is, you know, broadcasting a large reach to people who are interested in all things around the issue of autism. And it sounds like that might be a little similar to what you're doing. Why don't we begin by talking a little bit about what Autism Rocks and Rolls is? Well, what is it?
Yeah, sure. It is a podcast that is on Podbean, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, all major media platforms probably you'll find. It's about autism and how we cope with daily struggles you may or may not understand. I do a little bit of behaviors, what I've experienced. I don't proclaim I'm a doctor. I respect them, but I just want to talk about my experience from someone on the spectrum. I think that's really, as you raw and pretty well. And perspective, I do interviews. I've had the honor to interview Miss Temple Grandin. She was on my show. And I've interviewed the WWE Hall of Famer, wrestler Mick Foley. He has a son on the spectrum and many other guests. But then I'll do some entertainment ones that are analogies and compare them to autism. Like I've done some on pinball, an airplane, music ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funniest one, I think, was Scooby-Doo.
I'm sorry, I missed that. It does sound pretty good.
It is good. It was good, but it was also like really corny. Let's put it that way.
I bet you have an interested group of listeners and audience. As I listen to you, Sam, it sounds like you said, that you're very open and that listeners who would tune into the show might enjoy a personal insight to the experience that you're having as well as your guests, you know, rather than some, you know, dry PowerPoint. It seems like you're in a position to share what you've experienced personally. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I'm old school. I like to tell people stuff and to your face. I mean, granted, I know it's hard with these types of days, but I'm glad Zoom exists because I'm rather like, all right, let's talk about this sort of face to face, not over email or messenger. I'm starting in business. I don't believe in that as much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must be old school too, because I love listening to people and I love listening to stories. And I think that's remains one of the advantages, of radio. People can be anywhere, often in their cars, and just tune in and, Here's something interesting. Here's a story. It could be very impromptu. It can happen in just a moment. So how did Autism Rocks and Rolls come about? Like how did you get interested?
Well, you kind of said it yourself. When I started my high school's media club, that's when. But I tend to future plan a lot. That's what I like to do on the spectrum is think of solutions. And mainly create problems and think of solutions is another way you can put it. And one of my things I did was I realized, I'm not going to be able to do this my whole entire life. So the only way I knew to continue my media skills and still do what I do and get to have more fun in it was make my own.
Hmm. So it was part of really, it sounds like it was part of just making sure that there was an opportunity for growth in this area. And I'm thinking also to give you more direct control of the project.
Right.
Because it becomes your own.
Right. And this initially was a hobby. I mean, after getting sponsorships and joining a mental health radio network, it turned into a business very unexpectedly. And I'm glad it did. I would never say, well, it turned into a business. Yuck. I mean, I'm not saying that, but it was very surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to bring your mom into the conversation. I just want to make one comment that I think you'll appreciate. Just that on the show itself, I've spoken to, I am speaking to more and more people, young and older, who are on the spectrum, who are creating businesses, who are young entrepreneurs, and seeing those businesses grow exponentially. So this is kind of an exciting time for individuals. Gina, what are your thoughts here? And how did you get involved?
Yeah, well, first of all, we really wanted to tell you thank you for inviting us on. You know, this is great. This is why Sam does this, is so he can, you know, educate other people and just help people understand what autism is. So, yeah, he did come home and say, hey, I'm going to start my own podcast. And I didn't really know what that meant. but you know, Sam was diagnosed with autism when he was 4. Mm-hmm. And we were never really strict parents, but you know, I still had high expectations for him. I still do. And I knew what he was capable of. I knew what he struggled with, and we kind of learned that. So I thought, you know, with accommodations and with help, Sam, you know, can be very, very successful. And we know that. So we just put everything into place for him. So when he said he was going to start a podcast, I, you know, it was one of those things like, okay, let's go for it. And so, like he said, it started as a hobby, but then as a family, we saw that this is good. He's getting recognition. People are respecting his advocacy work. And, you know, kind of long story short, we started as he and I, you know, our business partners. He is in charge, but I, you know, do lots of things behind the scenes. But we now have a nonprofit called Autism Rocks and Rolls, and we also have he has the podcast, and then I'm a full-time teacher. Mm. I teach in the public school system. So we kind of do all of that. But the one thought that I have of what you said with this being a really good time for those on the spectrum, you know, to become entrepreneurs and to do these things, to me, it makes sense. I really don't know why it took so long for that to happen, because when you look at the population of those on the spectrum, they are good workers. They don't want to make mistakes. They're punctual. They're very highly intelligent. They catch on very quickly. And for some reason, it has taken a long time for employers to see that. Mm. And they still don't see that sometimes. I just feel like the world of autism and those on the autism spectrum are a population that is often ignored because it's viewed as a disability. That is not a word in our vocabulary. We look at people as differently abled. And that's, so when you're saying that, anytime that comes up, I'm just like, why did it take so long to get this and to, you know, so I guess those are my thoughts.
Well, I think they're important for us, and I think they reflect a theme that seems to be amplified more and more, which is conceptualizing being on the spectrum not necessarily in any way as a disability, but rather under the larger umbrella of being neurodiverse and seeing differences in thinking mm-hmm. styles and processing as strengths. And it seems to move the dial in something that I think we're all on board for, which would be full acceptance rather than just an awareness of something.
Yes.
So I agree with you, Gina, and especially as I speak with you, Sam, that the potential for growth here is, you know, absolutely enormous. You know, you mentioned that you've had some pretty prominent guests on the show. How were you able to find and invite? Well, you invited them. How did that work out? Because these people are in high demand, and yet they've made it on your podcast.
Sure, lots of asking, lots of emails.
Yeah,
for sure. Lots of just Facebook Messenger. Lots mm-hmm. of that. But then there are some guests. I think we do a lot of speed networking for guests, but also business and for collaboration, because I get to, you know, have fun with other people, I guess is a way to put it. And that kind of helps for guests. My latest guest, who I just came out today, came from a speed networking event from like a long, long time ago. It was probably my first time in speed networking, and that's where I found her.
And who is that?
Maria Dell is her name.
Gotcha. Okay. What is Maria Dell involved
with? She is a mother who is on the spectrum. She's a mother that has a daughter who's on the spectrum.
Gotcha, gotcha. So you had another opportunity around what we were talking about just a moment ago, Sam, this idea of having, in this case, a mom who can really tell a story. Another personal experience that will probably invite listeners' attention and interest.
Yeah. It's not just the fact that I'm trying to be like, okay, what is having autism? You know, it's not just that. It is kind of like that, but I'm trying to get from a personal standpoint. What is it like for you to have autism? I know what it's like for me to have autism. My answer is probably different to you, but what's it like for you to have autism? Low functioning, high functioning, middle functioning? What is it like? I'm curious.
Well, it becomes an intimate conversation. You're listening to DDI and Autism on 103.9 FM. My guests are Sam and Gina Mitchell. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, Long Island. You're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM. Keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. Continue my conversation with Sam Mitchell and his mother, Gina. And we're talking about what it means to be on the spectrum and start a podcast. And now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about what it means to have a superpower. I'm smiling as I say that, but when I was reading a little bit about what the work you guys are doing, I realized in your promotions and online, you've characterized being on the spectrum as potentially having a superpower. So I'd like to know what you mean by that. Sam, maybe you could tell us what does that mean?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we, I think, have different standpoints on it. I like to modify it a tad. It's not just autism. It's disability, in my opinion. Yeah. Anyone with a disability, in my opinion, has a superpower. I mean, mainly autism, because they are struggling with some basic stuff, but you know what they have that not a lot of people have? A creative thought, creative mind, a big time out of the box thinker. Whether it's realistic or unrealistic solutions to this problem, half of your inventions would be gone if people did not exist with autism. Miss Grandin is a great example. Mm-hmm. Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, Mozart. I mean, the list can go on for that. But that's the power for me, is a creative genius. Now, I mean, like when I say other conditions, you know, this is a corny example, and I'm sure you probably won't mind him mentioning his name. I got a friend. He has he was a guest on my show, and he's been like a non-biological brother to me. We've been friends since kindergarten. He has spina bifida. He's in a wheelchair all the time. And when I try to this is going to sound corny, but he can use that chair a lot to run on my foot. And I know it's a bad example, but he doesn't do it on purpose. He doesn't like wheel it on like purpose, but that's, you know, the burglar comes in easily. He can use that chair to knock him down with the wheel.
Mm-hmm. I don't think your friend will mind either, Sam. What I'm hearing, Sam, you can correct me here. What I'm hearing is that a person's challenges, whether they're physical or cognitive, create opportunities for creativity and for seeing the world in different ways and strategizing. So that would be true. And so the superpower. And correct me here, but the superpower seems to emerge in our response to the challenges, what it calls upon from us. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I can see that. It's what you just said. What it shows is, no matter what is possible, you can beat the odds. I mean, for example, I've had my guest Mandy Harvey. If you're deaf, you probably think you're done for with some stuff you cannot do. Well, that's not true. Because if you're deaf, you probably think you can't sing anymore. Well, that's not the case. She's a musician and she is deaf. And to me, that's impressive. I mean, she has to use source and stuff and all that. But although she can't hear her own voice, I mean, she can still sing and make a living.
Yeah, no question. No question. That's fantastic. It also kind of speaks possibly to the enormous, enormous plasticity of the brain, how it grows and compensates and creates new pathways. And, you know, everything that we're talking about together here, that how in that diversity there does lie some power, doesn't there? Gina, what are your thoughts? Because I do see you shaking your head in affirmation. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I'll even kind of take it another level is, you know, I think everybody has to have, they have superpowers, because a superpower to me is a strength. And I just think, you know, if we're talking about people on the spectrum, I think you've got to look for it. I mean, you have to tap into it. And that might kind of be my teacher side, is I have all of these kids in my room and they're all learning differently. They're all different human beings. And that's like my job, is to figure out what makes him tick. Yeah, he struggles with this or she struggles with this, but let's give them the services that they need, but let's focus on what people can do. Mm-hmm. So like with Mandy Harvey, she's deaf, but she's a musician. She takes her shoes off. She stands on the floor and she fills the pitch and the tempo through her feet. And that's what she does. So instead of saying, oh, I'm deaf, I can't sing, instead, I'm deaf, I want to sing, how can we do this? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. And then that's where those superpowers come in. Let's find the superpowers. Let's find it. Like, you know, I've talked to many, many people throughout our journey, and I've had parents say to me, you know, my son's 4. Every time the train goes past, he runs to the train and he looks out the window and he like taps his feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but so let's tap into that. Like, you know, he's nonverbal, but yeah, like there's something there. And so I've had moms say he loves things that spin. And I said, have you taken him to a science museum? Have you, you know, looked for a science camp, like a NASA camp or like what, you know? So that's just, to me, that's where we got to tap into the superpowers, because they exist within all of us. Whether you're high functioning, low functioning, it doesn't matter. It's there. And then we've got to find it.
So that superpower that we're thinking about really lies in a couple of things, in the resilience of the human spirit, but also tapping into, engaging, and really capitalizing on someone's natural proclivities, where their natural interests and abilities seem to go, and to find the right way to make those pairings and matches, or if necessary, chart some new territory. So that's mm-hmm. kind of exciting. And I also very much appreciate, and I think our listeners will too, that you extend that characterization to all people, because it, in some ways it seems like it's the same challenge to find your stuff and use it wisely, right? Sam, as I think about what you're doing and your initial vision for the podcast and Autism Rocks and Rolls, I can't help wondering where you see it going, where you see yourself going in terms of growing potentially in this profession. What are your goals?
I always tell people, and it's just me, ask me again in 5 years and we talk about it, because I'm taking this one day at a time. And honestly, I think I actually can tell you this more. I don't think I told my mother even this yet. I want a job where it involves either media or make a difference. And that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, given what you've already done, that seems such a likely direction. Right. And
I mean, if one made a difference, I'm happy. It'd make a difference how to go, but I got the media side on me, I'm happy. So either involving the two M's makes me happy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a great way of putting it. Would you agree, Sam, that you can do both in one fell swoop, meaning that you can have a job in media and make a huge difference? I suspect you're doing that now.
I mean,
right?
Is it possible? Yes. I mean, I'd prefer a job where it involves both. I mean, what I'm doing right now is this. I mean, this could go back to the hobby where it was at some point. So maybe it goes that and I get a job for a foundation like Make-A-Wish. And I don't even care what that includes. If it includes me just signing papers for Make-A-Wish, I'm happy because I know at the end of the day it's for a good cause and a good reason.
Sure, sure. And Gina, I know you've been unbelievably supportive as his mom and also as an advocate and champion of the field and as a teacher. As you hear Sam right now describing preliminary thoughts about going forward, I'd like to know your own. Do you see yourself continuing to support him at the same level? Will you go beyond your personal worth and work rather? Or what are your thoughts?
I mean, I've been Sam's number one fan since, well, he's been born. But really, you know, within the last 3 or 4 years, when Sam saw the need for this advocacy work, and you know, he saw there needs to be a change. You know, his fight became my fight, and it will continue to be my fight until, the rest of my life. I mean, if he goes a different direction, the fight still has to be fought. It can't stop because it's real, and things need. I guess people need to, I don't know how to say it, like, not look at it exactly how we do, but at the same time, I just feel like the change needs to happen, and it's not going to happen if we don't do it. And so Sam is part of this change. He's part of the solution. And if he's part of the solution, then as his mom and as his number one fan, then it becomes mine too. And so I will never stop. Sam, like I said, could go in a different direction, but it's my responsibility, you know, to do that at this point.
You know what? For more information, I think people are going to want to hear more about what you're doing, certainly learn more about Sam and get to know him better. What's the best way of finding out? What's the best link and contact information?
So the best way is to start with Sam's website, autismrocksandrolls.com. That has his services. You know, Sam is also a podcast coach. He teaches other people how to start a podcast. He is a motivational speaker. He's got 3 or 4 things booked within the next few months. I'm trying to think of what else. We would really like to work with employers on, you know, just kind of what it takes to hire someone on the spectrum and the expectations. So Sam's doing a lot of advocacy work in other areas besides the podcast. His email is info@autismrocksandrolls.com. He is on every social media platform, and you can find his, Sam, I'll let you do this because you're really good at it, but you can find him on all the podcasting platforms.
Consisted of Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube, LinkedIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Pandora, Spreaker, Mental Health News Radio Network.
Well, you know, Sam and Gina Mitchell, I got to thank you. Thank you both. Listeners, please be sure to follow up on this. I think you will not be disappointed. Bye for now.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.